Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Activate Your Vagus Nerve. Unleash your body's natural ability to overcome gut sensitivities, inflammation, autoimmunity, brain fog, anxiety, and depression. By Dr. Nawaz Habib. Narrated by Jonathan Yen. Foreword. I hold a mantra in my heart. The best is yet to come. This statement is particularly true if you've picked up this amazing book, a book that will help you unlock a gift that you have been endowed with from the moment of your conception, vibrant health. I cannot help but marvel at how amazing the human body is. It is truly the crowning achievement of the universe. At the center of it all is your cosmic interface, the nervous system. The nervous system helps us interact with the beautiful world around us and maintain great health and balance inside of us. It is truly a treasure that we must honor and leverage to live our best life. Our brain connects and regulates our bodily functions through the spinal cord, peripheral nerves, and an information superhighway known as the vagus nerve. It's no small feat to regulate the function of over 60 trillion cells, 24/7, 365. But somehow, it's happening at this very moment. Millions of signals are propagating to and from the brain, reaching all the organs and systems in your body, keeping your systems and life in balance. They keep you breathing, digesting, regenerating, repairing, replicating, and regulating. This is all thanks to the vagus nerve. As we continue to unlock the mysteries of the skies above us and the vastness within us, it's hard not to live in a constant state of awe and wonder of the human potential. This is why I'm so happy that you're devoted to listening to this book. I am certain that Activate Your Vagus Nerve will move you closer to unleashing your best life. Dr. Habib has done an excellent job sharing how you can claim your most vibrant life by tapping into your inner healing potential. As you navigate this book, it's vital that you apply the knowledge immediately so you can witness firsthand the powerful capabilities you possess. Abundant health is not for the taking, it is for the making. Activate Your Vagus Nerve will teach you exactly how, in a simple, practical, and quantifiable way. But do not let the simplicity of the suggestions fool you. As Leonardo da Vinci said, simplicity is the greatest sign of sophistication. I can assure you that there is nothing more sophisticated than your body, which means that there is nothing simpler to take care of. Isn't that what we are all seeking? The idea that we have to match the body's complexity so we can heal is not only erroneous, but unrealistic. We are witnessing the failings of this paradigm within our allopathic healthcare model. Dr. Bruce Lipton, author of The Biology of Belief, refers to this as a cosmic joke. A true health solution must be a simple one. The laws of the cosmos require it. In this book, you will find powerful, life-changing information. Information that you can immediately apply and share with others. In fact, let me let you in on a little secret. When patients come to the Living Proof Institute, a functional medicine and lifestyle intervention clinic, our primary objective is to apply the information you'll hear in this book and get their vagus nerves in working order so everything else we do together works 100 times better. We refer to this concept as autonomic pairing. Patients with healthy nervous systems heal faster and more completely and require fewer supplements. You will be amazed at how your sleep quality, digestion, immunity, blood sugar levels, mood, detoxification, and other bodily functions improve without your taking a single pill or potion. Your key to vibrant health is just a few simple steps away. Trust me, my colleagues and I have helped thousands of people by teaching them how to help themselves. Again, no drugs, no pills, no potions, no side effects, and get this, no cost. In a time where healthcare costs continue to rise, the self-care methods described in this book are of absolutely no cost and only take a few minutes per day. I know it sounds way too good to be true, but it's not. Mark my words. As you will learn, this knowledge has been applied for thousands of years in all forms of Eastern medicine. You might wonder why no one has ever told you about the simple solutions outlined in this book. The reason might shock you at first, but it will become quite clear when you start paying attention to the cues all around you. You see, the allopathic model of healthcare operates under a paradigm that believes your body makes mistakes, that it does not know how to self-regulate, that there is nothing you can do. Using this framework and convincing others, through marketing, that this is the case, millions of people have been duped into taking prescription medications, mutilating their amazing bodies, and poisoning their mindset. This has resulted in skyrocketing costs, increased dependency on drugs, and failed outcomes. The patient's body is not viewed as a partner on the healing journey, but instead as the cause of illness in the first place. Nothing could be further from the truth. In the vitalistic model of health, we operate under a completely different paradigm. We believe that all your body parts are required, your body can self-regulate, and you can only be healthy when you abide by the laws of nature. We believe that as a human being, you have an innate healing potential that is more powerful than any intervention known to man. We believe that nothing can heal your body better than it can heal itself. But here is the key. Only you can do the work that's outlined in this book. Only you. You've been blessed with this amazing life, and this book will help you actually live it. A healthy functioning and signaling nervous system is of primary importance for those seeking true, lifelong health. So, no matter where you are on your health quest, I'm excited for you to apply the knowledge Dr. Habib so graciously shares in this book. Activate your vagus. Activate your life. Sachin Patel, founder of the Living Proof Institute. Introduction. Without your giving it a second thought, your heart will beat 100,000 times today. You will take 23,000 breaths. Your blood will circulate through your body 3 times per minute, and your liver will continuously cleanse and detoxify that blood. The ever-changing population of bacteria in your gut will work symbiotically with your digestive tract to break down your food and absorb the nutrients required for each of your cells to function. Have you ever wondered how all of this occurs in the absence of conscious control? How do all of these systems work collectively? The answer is your autonomic nervous system. This system is an evolutionary marvel. It is the part of the nervous system that, put simply, is responsible for the control of bodily functions that are not consciously directed. Our bodies are designed to live and survive without the need for conscious thought. As humans evolved, our capacity for conscious thought grew exponentially. This was only possible as the systems required for survival became subconsciously regulated, or essentially, automatic. Our forebrains grew and allowed us to think, contemplate, and connect with the world around us. Meanwhile, our brainstem managed to keep us alive and thriving. The brainstem is the thickest and highest point of the spinal cord. Within the brainstem are many information control centers called nuclei, each with a specific set of functions that it manages and sends or receives signals from. Some of these systems alert us to internal stressors, as well as risks to our survival in the environment. Whether these stressors are due to an infection beginning to grow in our bodies, stressful thoughts about tasks that must be completed, or the physical presence of a tiger in front of us, the automatically controlled functions of this system allow us to survive. These mechanisms are regulated by a branch of the autonomic nervous system called the sympathetic branch, or sympathetic nervous system for simplicity. The sympathetic nervous system is known to increase heart rate, increase breath rate, decrease depth of breath, shunt blood flow toward muscles in the arms and legs and away from the liver and digestive tract, and dilate the pupils of our eyes. In doing so, this system enables us to fight against stressors or take flight and run away from the stressors presenting themselves. When the sympathetic nervous system is active, it is referred to as the fight or flight state. In contrast, there is another branch of the autonomic nervous system that allows us to relax and recover from the rigor and tasks of the day. It allows us to remain calm, decrease our heart rate, decrease our breath rate, to take deeper, fuller breaths, and shunt blood flow away from the limbs and toward the internal organs, which permits our bodies to recover, remain calm, and even procreate. This branch of the autonomic nervous system is called the parasympathetic branch. For simplicity, the parasympathetic nervous system. When the parasympathetic nervous system is active, it is referred to as the rest and digest state. The vast majority of the controls asserted by the parasympathetic nervous system run through a specific pair of nerves in the body, the vagus nerve, which is the focus of this book. This is the only nerve that originates from the brainstem and runs through the entire body. The vagus nerve, actually the vagus nerves, as there are two paired structures with one present on each side of the body, is responsible for regulating control of the heart, lungs, muscles of the throat and airway, liver, stomach, pancreas, gallbladder, spleen, kidneys, small intestine, and part of the large intestine. How well the vagus nerve functions is a strong determinant of health. Vagus nerve dysfunction is highly associated with disease. We previously believed that nerves had a basic job, to quickly transmit signals from one area to another. We are now learning that the extent of the messages and signals transmitted by the vagus nerve are far vaster and more important than we initially realized. In fact, it is the direct link between the brain and the gut microbiome. The vagus nerve is the single most important communication pathway regarding digestion, nutrient status, and the ever-changing population of bacteria, viruses, yeast, parasites, and worms that live within our digestive tracts. Balance between the two branches of the autonomic nervous system is crucial to living life fully. Overactivation of one branch can lead to significant loss of function in the opposing branch. Chronic imbalance is what leads us down the path of disease and dysfunction. When stress levels remain too high for too long, the parasympathetic system loses ability to function. Blood flow and function are focused on the sympathetic branch, which means blood flow to the parasympathetic branch will be limited, and thus function will decrease over time. The opposite is also true, as overactivation of the parasympathetic system can slow our ability to deal with potential stressors and create risks to your survival. This is a very common issue today, as we live under significant levels of stress and place vast amounts of pressure on ourselves. Our bodies have not yet evolved the ability to distinguish between types of stressors, So mental and emotional stressors elicit the same response as would the presence of a lion, tiger, or bear, something that threatens our survival. This means that we will react identically to imminent physical danger and to our high school teacher yelling, "Pop quiz!" or our boss sternly exclaiming that she needs to see you in her office immediately. Under consistent levels of stress, our bodies produce high levels of inflammation and are not given the opportunity to recover and rest, which is required to maintain optimal function. This is why we are breaking down much more easily and commonly than we used to. We are developing autoimmune diseases such as rheumatoid arthritis, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and multiple sclerosis at higher rates than our medical system can keep up with. We are developing all types of cancers and heart disease and are diagnosed with obesity and diabetes at alarmingly high rates, and collectively, our digestion has never been worse. Given the right opportunity to recover, our bodies can fight back and perform the tasks that our cells were built to perform, allowing us to overcome many of these conditions. The problem is that too many of us are not giving our bodies this opportunity. We stress ourselves out by eating highly processed foods, which are brought to us by an agricultural system that is more concerned with high yields and convenience than nutritional value, while spending more time indoors, away from nature, and worried about loved ones, while forgetting to care for ourselves. Meanwhile, we expect our doctors and healthcare practitioners to keep up with the demanding pace of change in our lives. There is a solution to these issues. Take back responsibility for your own health. Rather than relying on your doctors to manage your health, take back control and use them as a tool to confirm your own theories. Do your own research, learn to manage your own stressors, and figure out the triggers that lead you into a stressed state. Your primary care physicians are a very useful resource, but when you hand over responsibility to a system that is running short on resources and managing hundreds and thousands of patients, you are inevitably setting yourself up for failure. In this book, I will empower you to take back control of your health. I will help you learn the overlooked root causes of many negative health conditions that your doctor may not yet realize are the true reasons for why your health is so poor. It is likely that your doctor doesn't even realize that there are functional lab tests to help you uncover these blind spots. I will give you practical, daily, weekly, and monthly tools that you can use to improve the function of your vagus nerve and parasympathetic nervous system so you can better recover from the stressors of each day. How this book is organized. This book is organized into three parts. Part one will focus on the science, specifically on the anatomy, neuroanatomy, biochemistry, and specific functions of the vagus nerve and the systems it controls. If you are more of an action taker, this section can be skimmed over. This section is important to go over if you would like to gain a deeper understanding of the specifics of this nerve and its actions. Part two will focus on vagus nerve dysfunction, its signs, symptoms, and root causes, as well as how to measure the function of this nerve with tools you can use each day. This will be an important chapter for those people who are suffering from various health conditions and desire to dig deeper and determine why the problems may be occurring in the first place. Part 3 will focus on improving and optimizing function. I will outline specific strategies and protocols that industry experts, colleagues, and my patients use when working to improve the function of this nerve to recover and overcome the root causes of their health conditions. If you are ready to take back responsibility and place your health in your own hands, Then buckle up. Let's get right to it. Part 1. The Science. Chapter 1. What is the vagus nerve? If the human brain were so simple that we could understand it, we would be so simple that we couldn't. Emerson W. Pugh. Anatomists were stumped. How could a single nerve, beginning in the brainstem, be so long and connect to so many different organs? What effects could this nerve possibly employ? With such a vast array of potential functions, what would happen if this nerve was injured or cut? What does the vagus nerve do? The vagus nerve, VN, originates in the brainstem, essentially the trunk of the brain that senses, processes, and regulates the vast majority of the automatic functions of the body. For the most part, we do not have to consciously think about these functions to make them happen. These functions are called autonomic and are regulated by your autonomic nervous system. Why is it called the vagus nerve? Vagus is derived from a Latin word meaning wandering, rambling, strolling, and to a lesser extent, uncertain or vague. Due to the vast and non-specific nature of the nerve upon initial examination, the anatomists and researchers wanted a descriptive word that meant exactly this. When they landed on the word vagus, they were in essence calling this nerve the wanderer. Some of the functions regulated by the autonomic nervous system include beating of the heart, blinking of eyelids, breath rate and depth, constriction and dilation of blood vessels, detoxification in the liver and kidneys, digestion in the digestive tract, opening and closing sweat glands, producing saliva and tears, pupil dilation and constriction in eyes, sexual arousal, urination. Inside the brainstem are various clusters of neuron cell bodies called nuclei. Here, neurons take in information from other cells throughout the body. These nuclei have different functions and are distinguished with Latin-derived names. Nuclei are like a router on a home internet network connection. Some information comes into the router through your cable connection or telephone line. The information is processed in the router, and other information is then sent out from the router to your computer, television, and any other electronics that are connected to your network. There are two main types of neurons, and they send information in one of two directions. The first are afferent neurons, which receive information about what is taking place in and around the body. Afferent neurons take information from the body toward the brain, called afferent information. The second are called efferent neurons, which send out information with regulatory or motor effects, called efferent information, to various organs and structures throughout the body. So, efferent information is carried from the brain toward the body. The vagus nerve is connected to four different nuclei within the brainstem. 80% of the information transmitted by the VN is afferent information, meaning that the most common direction that information flows in the VN is from the organs of the body to the brain. The remaining 20% of the neurons in the VN have an efferent signal, from the brain to the body, leading to specific functions taking place in each cell and organ. It's intriguing to learn that most medical students are shocked at the fact that only 20% of the VN's function is efferent, as it has so many efferent effects on the organs. Just imagine, then, the amount of information that this nerve relays back to the brain, more than four times as much as the information it relays away from it. Like the wires of your home network connection, the bundles of neurons within your nerves send information along their length using electrical signals, which, upon reaching the end of the nerve, lead to the release of a chemical signal called a neurotransmitter. These neurotransmitters will bind to receptors on the receiving cells, leading to an effect in the cells at the end of the connection. The major neurotransmitter utilized by the VN is called acetylcholine, ACH for short, which has a major anti-inflammatory effect in the body. Managing the inflammatory system is one of the most important functions of the VN. It is the major inflammatory control system in the body and has far-reaching effects on your personal state of health and disease. Many of the health conditions that my patients suffer from are due to high levels of inflammation in certain organs and systems, from the digestive tract to the liver and even the brain. Inflammation is an important response within the body to keep us safe from bacterial and viral invaders, physical trauma, and other things that should optimally not enter the body. When inflammation levels are not kept in check and become chronic, the effects can be wide-ranging and lead to many different health conditions. Some common conditions correlated to high inflammation levels include Alzheimer's disease, arthritis, asthma, cancer, Crohn's disease, diabetes, heart and cardiovascular disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, POTS, ulcerative colitis, as well as any condition that ends in the suffix itis. Most of the organs affected in these conditions are innervated or connected by the VN. Thus, it is not just possible, but highly likely, that the VN is working suboptimally and not having its anti-inflammatory effect on these organs, leading to chronic inflammation and disease. It's important to remember that these conditions do not occur in isolation, and if one of these conditions is present, another is likely to be taking place. The same signals are sent through the vagus nerve to and from nearly each internal organ. So if inflammation levels are not controlled in one organ, the same is likely occurring in other areas. Chapter 2. Where is the vagus nerve located? The vagus nerve is the longest nerve in the body. Without getting too technical, I want to explain where the nerve starts and how it courses and reaches the organs that it innervates and sends information to and from. Let's follow its course through the body. Brainstem connections. The neurons that form the vagus nerve begin in the brainstem, stemming from four different nuclei. These nuclei consist of the dorsal motor nucleus, nucleus solitarius, solitary nucleus, spinal trigeminal nucleus, and nucleus ambiguus. Each of these nuclei control specific component fibers of the nerve. Sensory neurons bring signals from the skin that the vagus nerve innervates to the spinal trigeminal nucleus. This includes a specific section of skin of the ear, which is important when it comes to activating the vagus nerve using acupuncture treatment, and will be discussed in later chapters. Signals from the internal organs of the body are brought to the solitary nucleus via the vagus nerve and moved up into the brain for further processing. These signals include those from the stomach, intestinal tract, lungs, heart, liver, gallbladder, pancreas, and spleen. We are also able to send direct signals to these organs through the vagus nerve using parasympathetic fibers that originate in the dorsal motor nucleus. These signals help to calm and regulate the function of the heart and lungs and increase the action of the gut and intestinal tract, liver, pancreas, gallbladder, and spleen. The final nucleus that contributes fibers to the VN is the nucleus ambiguus. This nucleus sends out neurons that have a motor function, specifically working to control the majority of muscles present in the throat and upper airway. These muscles are responsible for keeping the airway open and producing sound using the vocal cords, thus creating your voice. The right and left vagus.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?